This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Koto, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 152 of The Joy of Classical Music, and part 4 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series devoted to the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. French composer Elena Radicke died on the 23rd of February this year at the grand old age of 94, and to mark her death, this episode's featured work is her 1983 magnetic tape composition, Elimination of Desires. We opened with New York-based installation artist, pianist and composer Yang Bao, and The Riddle, a track from Madeleines, an album that asks, what does it mean to be human in this emerging age of AI? Released on Pentatone in January, we'll be hearing more from Madeleines later in the episode. But first, it's Vietnamese-American composer Viet Quang. Renewal, music of Viet Quang, was released on Albany Records in December last year, and from that album, we'll be listening to a three-movement concerto inspired by hydro, wind, and solar energy called Renewal. Here's the Albany Symphony Orchestra with the Sandbox Percussion Ensemble.
Thank you.
an examination of the fragility of the human connection, Magic and Desire, Songs of Intimate Connections, is a new album from composers Gilda Lyons and Robert Sahab. Another Albany Records release, this time from February. We'll be listening to Gilda performing her own song, Gather, Summon, Offering, with tenor Robert Frankenberry. And back to Yang Bao's concept album, Madeleines, and a track called Human and I, which uses piano, strings, and analog synth to explore the symbiosis between humanity, machines, and nature. Born in Paris in 1932, Elanya Radike started out her musical life on the piano, but after hearing the electroacoustic compositions of Musique Concrète godfather Pierre Schaeffer on the radio in the early 1950s, something shifted within her. After a chance meeting on a Parisian street, she secured a job as his assistant. In her own words, "I was just cutting, splicing, and editing tape. Of course, at that time, the universe of electronic music was totally male, but I was pleased to do anything they asked of me. I was there to learn, and I was learning by doing, like an apprentice. It wasn't really electronic music I was studying. The studio was against electronic music, in favor of concrete music, a simple idea of taking real sounds and manipulating them by cutting, splicing, editing, slowing down and speeding up, and so on." In the early 1970s, she was introduced to the synthesizer, an instrument that was to define her career. She, in her own words, dug under its skin, and from it she conjured an innovative world of sonic-drenched meditations. Her 1983 album, Songs of Milarepa, is a tribute to Jetsun Milarepa, a Tibetan spiritual poet and saint from the 11th century. And from that album, we're going out with Elimination of Desires. Created entirely on the ARP 2500 modular synthesizer, Elimination of Desires is an example of what she called her drone or continuous music style, and the work takes its cue from a collection of Milarepa's works called Drinking the Mountain Stream. A one-time murderer who used black magic to kill 35 of his relatives, Milarepa used extreme ascetic techniques to transform himself into a practitioner of compassion. Next week, it's something I've only ever done once before, a whole episode devoted to one piece of music, Henryk Gorecki's Symphony No. 3. Otherwise known as the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, Gorecki described it as a meditation on universal human grief. Until then, here's Alanya Radiki.
Ya jizun chenpo melu chuwara na shudu loma reba ga yala cho sungi yobe nyenje ke tsena wardun gindu wangne lama rinpo chi kiwe shinyi ge sungi la sangje sirwe tawo chi deba sebe tsana yu sirwa tetar rangla samshibe jizun chenpo shane tetar sungyang Tebe se luko mendawa tuma yu te tamze ki sanje tobe ngeba meto mige nge lujik langi. Jeje tuen la lekbar toashi che sungde ngurti cheso.
One day, while Jetsun was staying in Medicine Valley of Chubar, teaching Dharma to several disciples, the yogin Ortan Gendun approached him. Precious Lama, in the teaching of several Geshes, you are renowned as a Buddha. They say you've totally eliminated desires. Is this true? Jetsun replied, "So they say. There are many ways of eliminating desires. None of them are certain to yield Buddhahood. You can understand the meaning of the term Buddha by listening to this old man's song.
Genie mabe lozawa tomorrow ji ngjur be marba chembe chabla tu nar tomar ge jebe nyumule ji jibata nam do pa ja ngembe cho tamje tane changshin se she ja na la jeb jebe demo membe rabre sa ne lo ye she ngjur ne atop da mi Namba Tamja, Jimba, Yonda Tamja, Jebala, Sanjay,
bowed at the feet of great Marpa, Lo Tsao, who spoke two tongues, who with vision of the three times realized the reality of the many as one, specifically one who's cleansed and totally removed the mass of negative preconceptions that imprints in the obscurations of affliction and action produced by the power of ignorance, who's cleared the dark, deluded aberration obscuring knowledge of the objective world and obtained strengths, confidences, and unique properties through Gnostic realization of the natural state, to such a one who's developed all the qualities of total omniscience, the term Buddha is applied. Such a perfect Buddha is perfectly free from all desires. To say that even bugs and trees and infants lacking clear conception are Buddhas is the talk of fools. Though lacking sophisticated concepts like possessions and friends, they're still tormented by reactions to heat and cold, hunger and thirst. These root associations gradually develop into full-blown concepts of desire. Outsiders, sages, and the heterodox have numerous attainments, like soaring flight through sky, unobstructed clairvoyant knowledge, various magical transformations, and freedom from cravings of the objects of desire. They'll revolve in samsara again and again through the fault of incorrect refuge source and the lack of the vision of analytic wisdom and skill and methods. Likewise with Buddhist meditators, though they've traveled the four absorptions and four formless media to samsara's peak where desire is gone, if they're not imbued with wisdom and method, they'll revolve in samsara as before. Therefore, Buddhahood will never be won by merely stopping desires without integration of method and wisdom through skill and method. So how is it done? Study the paths of the three personality types, the six transcendences of giving and so on, the four social means and four infinitudes, the three vehicles and three bases of practice, in the integration of compassion and voidness. Then strive to compile a great store of merit by transcendence of giving, morality, and patience. Build up the store of gnosis by practicing the transcendences of absorption and wisdom. Vigor assist both by intensifying mental effort. Though everything is actually void, insistence on mere nominal voidness without actual voidness realization leads to denial of action and result, the great cause of hell and loss of freedom. Therefore, of good and bad actions and results, avoid the sinful in the slightest degree and cultivate virtue to its greatest extent. Strive also to cultivate inseparable union of both wisdom and absorption. For by absorption the mind is stabilized, and by wisdom strayings are detected. Likewise, with voidness and compassion, cultivate the integration of wisdom and method, for by that sublime method of great compassion, the welfare of beings in samsara is achieved, and by wisdom's view of voidness, dharma body for one's own sake is realized. From planted seed of supplication, imbued with sublime method of compassion, the result of two-form-form-body arises, and by form-body's inconceivable emanations, the hopes, wants, and needs of beings are fulfilled in ways concordant with their welfare, like a gem which grants all wishes, or a wish-granting tree, or a divine tree of worship. And omniscience also, free from preconception, fulfills the hopes of all trainees as inconceivable streaming rays of sun dissolve the fog of all the world. The stages of such cultivation, overflowing the mind of Marpa, that king of translators, are the range of Mila's realization. I've explained to you, son or Tom, this beggar yogi's understanding. Bear it in heart, O nobly born. the actual state dawns within through ascertainment of Dharma view, don't perch yourself on the high ledge of views. Till the natural state's been confronted through union of Dharma and your essential mind, don't disregard cause and effect. Till you're free from fears of birth and death by realizing appearances lack true reality, don't make empty, senseless talk. Till you've attained skill in all sutras, tantras, and shastras, don't teach Dharma pointlessly. Till body, speech, and mind toward others' welfare are directed by slashing entanglement with your own desires, don't behave with pretension and deceit. Till you've slashed entanglement with your own desires and can sacrifice life to benefit others, don't say, I'm a bodhisattva. Till engaged in others' welfare with four social means through inception of four infinitudes in mind, don't say, I work for others' welfare. Till your heart is one with your lama and you pray to him four sessions each day, don't say, I have admiration and respect. Till beings and world shine as divine without attachment and illusory bodies purified into clear light, don't say, I'm a practitioner of the mantra vehicle. Till Dakini gather at your feast and holy offerings change to nectar, don't say, I perform religious feasts. Till mastery of white element, currents and channels, and the element can be emitted or held, don't perform Kamamutra. Till the force of clear awareness arises in brilliant, thought-free tranquilization, don't say, I meditate the absorptions. Till essential reality is born on brow through examination by analytic Gnostic wisdom, don't say, realization has dawned. Do you understand my meaning, Yogi? Moved by strong faith, the yogin sang, Ema, great Yogi Rinpo, Ema, protector of the three realms beings, Ema, Buddha with human form, I bow to your feet, great Jetsun Father. Clouds of love and compassion gather in the infinite sky of your mind, and with the resonant thunder of your speech, a rain of explicit Dharma falls. You planted the seed of profound precepts in the hard, untilled soil of my mind, irrigated with clear revelations, warded off the ruinous hail of mistaken thought, and cultivated with timely compassion and skill and method. Though omniscient fruit hasn't ripened yet, by fault of my own inferior nature, no one surpasses you in method. From now till enlightenment's attained, may I accompany you, Lord of Yogis, inseparable always, like body and shadow. In your company may I realize the essence of natural state and win enlightenment unexcelled. May I then work for others' welfare and thereby liberate all beings.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.